We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
This webmasterradio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, where affiliates always attend for free. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Make your plans now to be at the most affordable, informative, interactive trade show anywhere. Haven't made your plans to join us? Then it's time to act fast. We have secured a limited number of hotel rooms at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, the official host hotel of AFCON 2010. Book your reservations at our exclusive AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. That's bit.ly/cheap hotel. These rooms are guaranteed to be sold out fast. Remember, AFCON 2010 is giving you 2 days of back-to-back sessions, keynote presentations, exhibit access, and incredible nighttime networking for free. Plus, we're giving you unbelievable room specials for a limited time. Book your rooms now by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCOM2010.com. That's AFFCOM2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ross, doing great.
Good. Yeah. Today's our Friday, so we're both kind of all... Yeah. At least that's how I feel.
I wish it was Friday. I'm coming in this weekend, too, so very busy.
Yeah, I did that last weekend.
Yeah.
I need some time with the kids, or the kid, I should say. You should have seen him today. He was just absolutely tickled to see me even for a little bit, and he was once again upset when I had to leave, so I'm I got to spend some time.
It happens when they're little. It happens when they're big, too. But actually, when they get too big, they're like, get away from me. So enjoy it while you can.
That's what everyone tells me. Oh, this is awesome. I'm definitely enjoying it. So, well, first of all, I wanted to get into one thing that you weren't able to join me on, but you're going to join me on next time, and that is I got to go fishing last week.
Oh, geez, that's right. I want to go so bad. We do some fishing down here, but I've never been fishing up north.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give – I promised the guide because, you know, he did a good job. I give him a plug. So Bosley's Fishing Charters in Victoria kicks ass.
What'd you catch? What were you fishing for?
Originally we were with halibut, but you need a lot of patience for that, and I've never really been wired with that. So we went about 2 hours, and then we went to Chinook and or what you guys call king salmon, and we limited out on that. So that was three people. We got six salmon in 25 minutes, I think.
Wow, outstanding!
Yeah, I mean, right off the front of the water, right off Victoria here. So anyway,
so I'm gonna come visit you. We better go fishing.
Damn right. You ever come out?
Well, you haven't been down here yet. I take you fishing down here too. Yeah,
Eastern, Western. Anyway, we should get to it. Local search. Local search. Man, there is a lot topics about local search.
And it's one of the fastest growing portions of search right now too. Local is just like exploding.
Well, you know what I love the most about local search? There isn't a single company. With any kind of walk-in traffic, for certain, that shouldn't be in it. Even if they don't have a website, they don't even need a website. In fact, that's the whole concept. You don't need a website. It's essentially yellow pages for Google. It's genius, really, and it's got to be done. So where do we start?
Oh, man. It's actually different for me. It's different based on, like you said, any kind of a business has a physical location, but it changes. So if you're like a business and you have one location and you're a pizza spot and it's your only location, local search is different than if you're JCPenney's and you have 1600 locations. There's a big difference depending on, you know, the size of your business and how many different locations you have to deal with. So, I mean, we can talk about all the basics, but just keep it in perspective as far as if you're a one shop business, it's going to be different than if you're, you know, 100, 200, 300 stores. Just wanted to throw that out there.
That's very true. And maybe you can talk a little more about the larger chains. The largest chain I have is a hotel group. And they, you know, I mean, I work with other companies. Most of them are online. This one's physical and has hotels, and but only five of them. So it wasn't too difficult to do that. But, you know, with that many, I mean, I've only read about it, quite frankly. Small, medium size is my area. So if you have anything you can weigh in on that, that'd be great.
All right, definitely. So when you're doing a small, medium size, where do you start?
Well, first of all, I'll start with the site, frankly. Let's just at least review it. And that's the basic optimization. You know, look at the keyword research, make sure that whatever they're going to be targeting in terms of categories when they go to their listing and optimize it. Because you really do get to optimize your listing on, let's say, Google Local. Let's use that as an example because that's pretty much everyone's focus anyway. So you get to pick your categories. And categories are obviously critical because that's where you're going to it plays a major role in how you're found when anyone's doing searches and whether or not you're going to show up in the Local 7-pack, which to anyone listening that doesn't know about that, if you do a local based phrase, like say in my case Victoria BC hotel, let's say you type that in, you'd want to make sure that you would notice that the rankings would change slightly on a search. You would see a map show up and then a listing of the local areas or local hotels, some of them, and then the normal organic rankings would start below that.
It's one of the universal search elements. So sometimes it shows up, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes I've heard it called the one box as well. So it used to be a 10-pack, and then they dropped it to 7-pack because there's seven listings. But it also I've heard it referred to as the one box.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is you want to make sure that your website is set up so that keyword research is really just about the categories. But let's jump right into the main thing, which is uniform address usage. I'm so guilty of doing this badly myself for my own site, but how you say your site is it, or your address is, like, for me, it's, is it suite 101? Is that how I want to type it? Or do I want to do 26 Bastion Square suite 101 or 101-26 bastion square. You know, there's so many different ways of doing it, and Google's frankly not that smart about this yet. You have to make it dumb easy. It's got to be the exact same thing in your yellow pages, exact same thing on your site, all your citations. It's like, you got to stick to it.
And it's simple things you might not think of. Is it, you know, are you on, is your South Main Street or are you S dot Main Street? Do you abbreviate portions of it or do you spell it out? Those need to be consistent. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and what are they looking for? Why? Well, essentially, Google's just wanting to make sure that you actually have this location. And, you know, it starts to look fishy if you have various ways of saying the same thing. And far as we know, it's just kind of scary to think this way, but Google may not even be smart enough to know whether or not one is right and one is wrong.
Oh, they definitely don't.
The fact that you're saying it a different way, you know?
They definitely don't. And it's not so much that it looks fishy if you do them different, to my experience. It's that you'll end up with multiple listings for the same location, and that's where it gets scary. You know, it's not fishy, but it gets scary because Google doesn't know which one's right. So if there's multiple locations, it might choose not to show any of them in the one box for the seven pack because it doesn't know which one's correct.
Yeah, not a good thing. So really, you know, when we're talking about the basics, that's the basics.
Well, for me, to take that one step further, it's not just the address. I call it the NAP, the name, address, phone number. It's your NAP. Your NAP has to be consistent across all of your citations, all your profiles, all of your listings. So if you have one, it doesn't matter if you have one location or 1,000 locations. Each location, that NAP has to be consistent across the board. It has to be on yellowpages.com, on CitySearch, on Google, Yahoo, Bing, everywhere where you have local citations, it has to be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. And it's a little frustrating because I've heard mixed signals about, you know, if you have a perhaps a unique toll-free number showing up that you're using for tracking. What happens there, right?
There's a lot of interesting things about the phone number. I've heard a bunch of different things, actually. Some people say it doesn't matter if you use tracking phone numbers. Other people say you can't use tracking numbers unless you use them consistently across everything. But then if you use them consistently across everything, they're not really tracking each individual place, so then it's not useful. And I don't know. I haven't confirmed this, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know, all of your phone number information, unless you have an unlisted number, is public data. I would not be a bit surprised if Google pulls in that public data and compares it. So if you're using a number that's different than the number that's associated with your address in the public data, that could be, you know, a problem for you. From that perspective, though, there's a very interesting thing going on. I don't know if you know this, but Marchex just recently signed a deal with Skype, and they've actually done a thing. So you know how, like, if you have Skype installed, you can have the phone number show up, and you can click on it, and it's a call. Well, Marchex actually just did a deal with Skype that you can actually use that Skype number that pops up as a tracking number, and you can redirect it to like a call center or anywhere you want. You keep your original number, but if the click goes through a Skype call, they'll track it, and you can redirect it to any number you want, which is actually kind of interesting from a local search perspective. I don't know what percentage of people that your target market are going to be on Skype and have that activated, but for the ones that are, it could help you get some idea of what's happening.
It's really intriguing. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that at all. I've been buried in the competitor analysis the last two of them now for almost a month, and I'm out of the loop. But at least the basics of this stuff is consistent, really. You know, after considering the NAP, I would also look at that point, local blog optimization. You know, okay. Well, let's just think first of all. You've already done this. Next thing, I was trying to follow my guide here, and that's not a good idea at this point. My notes, that is, take the NAP. Now you've got to go and actually get your listing on Google. I mean, climate, hello.
Yeah.
Pretty basic, but it's very important, and a lot of people haven't done that yet. You know, claiming it isn't a huge importance in terms of whether or not you're going to get ranked, but it's number 4 in the top 10 of 41 positive local search ranking factors by David Mim and his group there. So it's pretty important.
But I think it goes beyond that. You want to claim your listings not only in Google, but she definitely went all the major engines. So you went Bing and Yahoo as well, but also some of the major citation sites like Yelp and City Pages and Yellow Pages. Some of those major sites, you need to claim the listings there too, mainly to help reduce the potential instances of duplicate listings there as well.
Definitely. And we'll get certainly more into that in a second. But for the moment, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
How would you like to not ever have to deal with a gatekeeper again? Can't find a direct contact for the decision maker?
Stop calling the main directory.
Because now there's Lead Researcher from eGrabber, the one-stop source for finding contact information online. eGrabber finds email addresses or lets you find people with their email address. Just look up a company name and eGrabber gives you a complete list of names, IDs, email addresses, and phone numbers that you need fast. Think of the time that you'll save with Lead Researcher. Learn more about Lead Researcher at www.egrabber.com/WMR.
That's egrabber.com/WMR.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link-building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0. SEM Synergy.
Live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing sort of the basics of getting going with local search. And John just finished mentioning how it was important to get some of the citation sites set up, you know, get your profiles on them, like Yelp and I guess pretty much anything that's local that you think could affect your site. I mean, these days, I think they're being added right, left, and center, the important ones anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Foursquare was added to some of the signals. So,
yeah. Oh, yes. If you've never been to the Foursquare website and looked at some of the venues you've checked in, there's a very nice page talking about each individual venue on Foursquare, the website. I don't think I've ever seen them ranked, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they're being used as citations and used well.
Well, and Foursquare, frankly, is still building. I mean, it's just taken a huge jump recently in popularity, but it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's like everyone pretty much who has been reading knows it's one of the up and comers for.
Actually, went to a new restaurant. Restaurant today. One of my team members had a birthday, and we let her pick, you know, where she wanted to go. It was this new restaurant, and I'd never been there, so I wanted to check in, and it wasn't listed. And the guy who owned the restaurant was like, "What are you doing?" Because he's like really into what's that other one? Something Spoon. Oh, there's another one, Spoon. But anyway, he was like,
I think another one. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was really into that. He says, well, what's Foursquare? So I showed him Foursquare and showed him how it works and talked to him a little bit about it. And I checked in, of course, and I created the listing because no one had ever done it before. And he gave us like a bunch of free dessert because I showed him all about Foursquare.
Hey, sweet. Hey, so you've already had your birthday cake. He was all worried about not having birthday cake this afternoon.
That's
not that you can have enough, but yeah.
But yeah, Foursquare, you're absolutely right. Foursquare is a great citation for local search, and it will get even better.
Yeah, I'm really surprised it doesn't have ratings yet.
Yeah, that's a real good point.
I don't know why they wouldn't have it. It's just a silly thing. You just have a thumbs up, thumbs down if they wanted to go really basic. But anyway, they don't have it. Anyway, on that note, yeah, I mean, start with getting your Google Maps listing claimed. And then you can go and you have to customize a few things. And one of the things you have to customize is the category. You know, you do put in your hours, you put in the services you offer, you know, that stuff, which is important. And definitely try and keep your keyword targets in mind. But the category has been noted as being quite critical. Where is it in terms of the importance? There it is, number three, association of proper local business listing categories. Those categories are critical. Well, Michael Blumenthal has, if you type it in, his name is Blumenthal. He's got a category checker online, which he's done a good job of mapping the categories that are available. It'll allow you to search through them because it won't actually tell you. It's really annoying. I don't know why they've done this, but you can type in a category and it won't pop up saying, oh, this is better or here are ones associated with yours. No, you can put anything you want. Mm-hmm. And if you put something in that's wrong, you may not even be found.
Right,
it's just crazy. So you got to use this category.
A couple of weeks ago, we actually contacted our Google rep because I was working with one of our paid side people, and we were talking about the category structure for AdSense because there's a very strict category structure that sites will fit into in AdSense. And it hit me that I wonder if that's the same category structure that they use in local search. So we tried to get the Google rep to like say, yeah, that's the same one, but they wouldn't. So we tried. So, but it's interesting to me that they have that public category structure in AdSense, but won't do that in local search.
Honestly, it must be. They haven't gotten to it yet. It makes no sense to hide it. It's just weird. I don't know. But anyway, if anything, it would make their search engine better. So if they don't have it, better tomorrow, they're bad.
Bad Google.
bad. Evil.
Can we put Google in timeout? Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. So let's rattle off. I mean, these have been talked about to everyone's blue in the face in this industry. But you know, for the benefit of our listeners, what are the top 10 41 positive local search ranking factors as of last year? I don't think they've done the recent one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first one?
The address. I mean, you got to keep that address specific and across to everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Number two is citations from major data providers. So in other words, you know, Yellow Pages has the same consistent, again, address, or perhaps someone's reviewed you from there. Someone's reviewed you on Yelp. If you're a travel site or anything like that, TripAdvisor.com has links to you and has great reviews, all those things. And even this is important too. Your actual Google profile allows people to go in and provide reviews. And I mean, I know myself, if someone's given me a compliment lately, I'm saying, oh, okay, thank you. Do you think it's okay if you don't want to, but would you mind going to my Google profile, sending the link, and just leaving a review for us?
Now, I have heard that the Google profile citations and reviews are not counted as strongly as the external ones by Google itself. So, and then,
I would still think that's good, though.
Yeah, and it is good to note also that a citation does not have to be a link.
Yes.
So it can be a mention of the site and the address and some content about the site, and that can count as a citation.
In fact, and sometimes it's bad. In our case, we've got this. I'm trying to use a word that I'm allowed to say in the air. for some reason, a Indian site completely unrelated to ours, I guess, says our name on there somewhere, and it's being noted as a citation, and it's a search engine optimization company. It doesn't make any sense. It looks like it's one of our businesses. Oh, this pisses me off.
Oh, I remember you showed me that one time. I remember that, yeah. That was very weird.
Yeah, and they were spamming. It turns out they'd done the same thing for a number of companies. I guess this is their way of getting links or some crazy idea. I don't know.
I hear YouTube. I haven't used it directly, but apparently YouTube can be a very good citation as well.
Well, that makes sense. It's certainly connected to Google. Yeah. So the next one is Association of Proper Local Business Listing Categories. Yep. We were just talking about that. Now that Blumenthal tool is very handy. And do you want to take the next one?
Yeah, we were talking about this. It's really important to claim your listing. Make sure you claim that listing. I think you actually get a little bit of boost if it's a claim listing versus a unclaimed listing.
Yeah. And after that, it's product or service keywords in the local business listing title. Now, this is touch and go, this one. I chose not to do this, and I wonder whether or not I was smart. When you create, you can edit your title, I believe. I forget how you do it. It's been a while. But essentially, you put in the title of the business, and you can edit it. You can say, like in our case, we could say Stepforth Web Marketing and SEO services.
Web marketing, SEO. I can see now, Ross, it's going to be web marketing, SEO, local search, competitive analysis, services.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm sure there's people out there who have done crazy stuff like that. The point is a lot of people are editing them or at least changing them to reflect their services and stuff in there. And it's wishy-washy. It's definitely gray hat / black hat. It hasn't been named black hat officially, but you got to know they're going to be cracking down on that at some point.
But the same thing goes with the you can also put, and I don't know where this falls on the list, if it does, but products and keywords in the listing itself in different categories, different places in your LBL. So
yeah,
people spam the heck out of that too.
It's definitely the Wild West still. It's like back in 97. It's yes. Closer to 2000 now. Now yes. They've improved a few things. You know, it's like the old organic search. Next is general importance of off-page and off-listing criteria. So what does that mean? Off-page is, again, a sort of citation, people talking about you. Off-listing?
I would say, I don't know about off-listing, but off-page, I also think at some level, though I'm not sure how strong this level is, that category-related links to your LBL, your local business listing, with targeted terms, just like regular link building that you would do for your site, does have an impact. So I'm not sure if that's what they're talking about as far as off-page as well, other than just citations, but actual link building to your profiles. You know, if you want your profile that you don't spam your title and you don't say that you're a horse trainer, you just put the name of your business. If you build links to your citation with the anchor text horse trainer, that seems to help somewhat.
There you go. Okay, well, when we get back, we're going to touch on the last three here.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at bruceclay.com.
Anyway, I ask?
That's right, ma'am. Anyway, you ask.
Let me get this straight. If I wanted your CEO to deliver my check while juggling flaming machetes on the back of an Asian elephant, all I have to do is ask?
Correct.
With in-demand affiliates, you can tell us exactly how you want your payouts, and we will deliver.
God, could you hold on for a second? Someone's at the door. Wow, you weren't kidding.
We are in demand. You can be too. Sign up today at the letter ndemandaffiliates.com.
AFCON 2010, the trade show that you know,
where affiliates always attend for free,
is making its way to Denver, June 21st through 23rd. Register now at AFFCOM2010.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So we're just going through the top 10 factors for local search rankings, and we just finished number 6. Actually, we got 4 more here, so take it away.
the next one is customer reviews and the amount of customer reviews you have for an individual location. And most of these customer reviews are being pulled from third-party sites like Yelp and CitySearch, Yellow Pages. So you can put them on the major engines like Google itself, but they're pulling them from everywhere, which is kind of goes back to another reason why your address, your NAP has to be very accurate, because then those reviews on those other sites will tie into your review. An interesting thing to note about this, it's the volume. It does not matter at this point, though it may. My guess is sometime in the future it may. Whether it's a positive or a negative review, it does not come into play at all. It's just the volume of reviews. So if you got a lot of bad negative reviews, you know, not only is it hurting you because you have negative reviews, but if you have a lot of them, it's putting you up higher in the rankings and making your negative presence even more known.
Well, that's just it too. Yeah. And what is it? I think it's 3. If you get 3 reviews noted, you will actually show up. Your listing will show up with with stars next to it. You know, it'll actually show your ranking. It's minimum of 3. Maybe it's minimum of 5. I can't. I'm Fridaying out here.
I don't remember at all.
But you know, I can give you some examples. I did a lot of research on which citations work in Canada, for example. And I know some of these are across, you know, obviously in the States as well. But you know, I found things from UrbanSpoon.com. I think that's the one you were talking about.
That was the one I was talking about. Yep.
Okay. Restaurant.ca, DineHere.ca, Reviews.OpenTable.com. Open Table is a very popular app, at least on Android. Is it also on iPhone?
Probably, yeah.
Everything starts there anyway. Trav Buddy, like Travel Buddy, but Trav Buddy. Frummers, of course, everyone knows that one. Holiday Check, Travelocity, VirtualTourist.com. And, you know, these aren't just willy-nilly added to Google's thing. I think they look at these to make sure they're worthwhile before they open up their trust to these sites. So, you know, there is a limited list.
It does tie to those categories we talked about earlier. So I believe that each of those categories, there are different citation sites. I mean, there's some citation sites that are universal, but you're not, you know, Travelocity is tied to the travel category, and you're going to pull citations from Travelocity if your listing, you know, is related to that category, because you're not going to get Urban Spoon citations really counting for your vacation travel site unless you're really focusing on restaurants. But do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely. And I've actually broken mine down into niches as well, so I can focus when I'm talking to a particular client, because really, it's overwhelming. There's so many sites, and this way I can add to it as well. Okay, so the next one is so that was volume. Next one is general importance of customer reviews. I guess importance being essentially the profile of its TripAdvisor versus Urban Spoon.
Yeah, and I think probably TripAdvisor versus some much, much smaller, you know, review type of site for travel. So the importance of your citation kind of ties into authority.
Yeah, and imagine your profile on there too. There's a lot of elements that, you know, that's why every year this David Mimmon and his gang put together this top 41, or in this case, it was 41 mm-hmm. positive local search ranking factors. It's because they need to poll everyone to be sure.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone sees something different. I mean, it's a lot of cases. You know, I don't think there's a lot of unanimous. There's a few, obviously, but I'm sure there's some dissenters in certain areas. So it's really intriguing. What's the next one?
So the next one is the importance of on-page criteria. And without actually going to the actual ranking site, I'm not sure if this one's related to the on-page of the site that the business it has, or on-page of the local business listing. Because it's really two different things. So your local business listing, there's many places where you can optimize from an on-page perspective, keyword targeting to adding imagery and video and all kinds of stuff. But then there's the on-page criteria of the site that you're referencing in that listing as well.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and on-page criteria, I would imagine it sort of ties into the next one, full address on the contact page. That's number 10. Mm-hmm. So you want your full address on the site. Kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. I like to put it, in fact, we did. We put it in the footer of every page.
And you want it to.
That's easier.
And you want it to match your NAP that you've put out on all your citations and listings as well.
Exactly. And obviously, it's easier for us because we only have one location right now. But it's, you know, that's nice. If it is, go nuts. Why not have it in every footer? In fact, we even have a link to our Google Maps listing in the footer because we figure, well,
there you go. You
know, let's tell Google we know about it, and we want people to go there.
Definitely. And really, and you mentioned you've got like one listing. For some of the kind of sites where you have 100, 200 locations, it's a little hard to do that because, you know, you got 100, 200 contact pages depending on how their site is built. A lot of these places have multiple locations. They build those pages dynamically, and they're just going to say, well, you know, put our main URL in all the locations. You can do that, but you're not going to be as optimized when you do that. You want to look at your site from the perspective, okay, I have 200 locations. I can build a search and just have my locations pulled by zip code, or I can build a page for each one of my locations and reference that in my local search. If you do it that way, you're going to be much more effective in local search versus having some dynamically generated type of page on your site for each location.
Yeah, and they've also I think at the time it was a bit of a question, but I'm not so sure it is now. Essentially, if you do the mass feed, essentially, tell Google here all our places.
Yeah, the bulk listing submissions.
It's not as effective.
There's a bulk listing submissions, and it's not as effective because I think some people are under the impression if you do the bulk submissions that it actually claims your listing at the same time. It does not. And the bulk, and I've heard directly from people that have, you know, at the local center that the bulk listings do not have as much authority as the regularly hand-built submissions or crawled submissions. So bulk,
makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a horrible process. If you've ever had to do it, it's not fun. They only submit them. If you do bulk submissions, they only update the database with bulk submissions once a month. So, yeah, it's horrible.
It is 1997 on that one, anyway.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of maturing to do, and this is going to be changing, I swear, in 2 months, 3 months from now.
Without a doubt. I don't know if I can talk too much about it, because I don't know what the status is, but I know we're in a beta program with Google Paid, as it ties directly into local. And there's some, so the local paid search is changing quite a bit. They changed it. I mean, the local, and we didn't even mention this, local business listings is now called Google Places. So it's not even Google Local Business Center anymore. It's Google Places. And tied in with that change, they've made some changes to how you can advertise on local. That's actually pretty interesting. So it's
one thing that's key before we end. Sorry, go ahead. Do you want to say that?
No, I was just saying, it's, like you said, it's changing very rapidly and will continue to.
Yeah.
You know, and if I know we're running out of time, but we had talked about this real quickly, you know, from a larger business perspective, if you have lots of locations, there's really a three-step process because a lot of the stuff that you do when you have one or two locations would just be not financially possible to do for 1,000 locations and almost impossible to manage. So from a large company who has lots of locations perspective, there's three things you do for local search in my mind. One, first you optimize your location. And what that means is, like we said earlier, all of your NAP name, address, phone number has to be exactly the same across all the different citation sites. And you do that for each and every location. That's your first step. Your second step is now you go in, you optimize your listings. So each of those locations that you have a profile for, you make sure you claim it and you optimize it from a targeting perspective. And last is you manage it ongoing with, you know, building more link citations to the individual locations and dealing with the social media aspect of local, which we didn't even get to, I don't think, which is also critical these days. We talked about comments and reviews, but how do you deal with them from a social media and reputation management standpoint? That's a huge issue as well. So
Whole thing's huge. I mean, we also didn't touch on H-card microformats. We didn't touch on, you know, we could go on and on and on. Or even geometatags, geositemaps. Yeah, there's a lot there. The one thing I do want to mention, because it is very important, is if, and I had this mentioned at a charity, it was at a while back, charity event. Someone asked, you know, I don't want people to come to my location. I don't take walk-in traffic. I only service people at their homes. Well, luckily, and we mentioned this in an earlier episode, but it should be noted here again, Google's changed things finally so that you can say, well, yes, this is my location, but I service people at their homes. So this is the area I work through. I can work for. It'll actually let you specify the whole area. The radius of your business environment. So right. I think you can go up to like 999 miles. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow.
I think it's pretty high anyway. I think I tried 600 and it let me save it. I mean, there's no reason for me not to do that because I'm international. So
right.
I'm sure they're going to cut down on that at some point. But, you know, it's still effective.
Definitely, without a doubt.
And if you're like a plumber and you don't have a home, like a front office people can walk in on, it's important to have something like this saying, look, I don't just work for this city. I work for this city too, which is just 20 miles away. You know, right. It's important to say that.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. We've at some point we'll have to cover some of the more advanced stuff. We should do that.
This is definitely worth a follow-up show because there's all kinds of things about tracking local and especially when it comes to with lots of locations. How do you know where your citations are and how do you know that they're correct and what happens if someone changes one? And there's all kinds of things to talk about, without a doubt.
And how can you fix it? In fact, it would be interesting to do a live show and get someone on who does this full-time. And we do it, but I mean, there's so much to it. That is, I think someone who's doing it full time would have run into a lot more of the issues and had more experienced answers than we would.
Maybe I'll call my buddy Matt and see if he wants to come on. Matt McGee, he's pretty
hyperlocal man.
Yeah, hyperlocal. We'll see if we can't get him on to give us some high end discussion about local search.
Yeah, that'd be great. He'd love it, I'm sure. Just a matter of nailing him down. He's Mr. Busy, so
yes, he is.
Well. Thank you, friend, and I think it was a good show, and I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. On behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, thanks for being here. Our show is at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday, and tune in. My Twitter is at Ross Dunn, and John's?
I'm at John Carcutt. Hey, don't forget, you can get us on iTunes, too.
Yes, very important, and John doesn't converse much on Twitter.
Ross is much better on Twitter than I am.
Yes. Thank you. Well, thanks for joining us today, and have a wonderful week.
Bye, everybody.